1 Kings chapter 19. And Ahab told Jezebel everything that Elijah had done, and everything about how he had killed all the prophets by the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, "May the gods do this to me, and add to it, if at this time tomorrow I don't make your life like one of their lives." Then when he saw the message, he arose and fled for his life. And he arrived in Beersheba, which belongs to Judah. And he left his servant lad there, while he went into the desert, a day's journey. And he came and sat under a broom shrub. And he asked for his life to end. And he said, "It is enough now, O Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's." Then he lay down and fell asleep under a broom shrub. And what then happened was that an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." And he looked, and there was at his head end a stone-baked cake and a jug of water. And he ate and drank. Then he lay down again. And the angel of the Lord touched him a second time and said, "Get up and eat, for otherwise the journey will be too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank and proceeded in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. And he went to the cave there, and spent the night there. And what happened was that the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been extremely zealous for the Lord God of hosts, but the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant. They have demolished your altars, and they have killed your prophets by the sword, and I remain on my own, and they are trying to take my life." And he said, "Go out and stand at the mountain before the Lord." And what happened next was that the Lord passed by, and a strong and powerful wind chipped away at the mountains, and shattered rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a quiet, faint voice. And it came to pass, when Elijah heard it, that he covered his face with his cloak, and went out, and stood at the entrance to the cave. And what happened was that a voice came to him, and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been extremely zealous for the Lord God of hosts. But the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant. They have demolished your altars and killed your prophets by the sword, and I remain on my own, and they are trying to take my life." Then the Lord said to him, "Go and return to your way, to the desert of Damascus, and when you arrive, anoint Hazael as king over Aramea, and anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel, and anoint Elisha, the son of Shaphat, from Abel-Mehulah, as a prophet in your place. And it will happen that Jehu will kill him who escapes from Hazael's sword, and that Elisha will kill him who escapes from Jehu's sword. But I have retained 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which did not bow to Baal, and every mouth which did not kiss him." So he departed from there, and he found Elisha the son of Shaphat, while he was ploughing with 12 pairs of oxen in front of him, he being with the 12th. And Elijah crossed over to him, and cast his cloak over him. And he left the oxen, and ran after Elijah, and said, "Please let me kiss my father and my mother, then I will follow you." Then he said to him, "Go and come back, for what have I done to you?" So Elisha went back, leaving him behind, and he took the pair of oxen, and he sacrificed them, and he cooked their meat over the equipment to go with the oxen. And he gave some to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah, and he served him.